This episode is brought to you by Vonage. Your business needs more than an 800 number. With Vonage Voice API, you can provide the call experience your customers expect and get the data your team needs. From call analytics and virtual assistants to automatic speech recognition and text-to-speech in multiple languages, your customer service team can help more people in more places. And with in-app voice, your customers can easily contact you the moment they have a question. Take your calls to the next level with Vonage Voice API. Learn more at Vonage.com.
What's up, fam? It is Ali Shinaki, and welcome back to my podcast. I am so excited that y'all are here. I believe that the Lord has brought you here because He has a word He wants to speak specifically to you today. So I hope y'all are excited and ready to see God move and speak into your lives. But before we even get started, do not forget to subscribe and click the download button. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on anything God is doing here or miss out on any of the new podcasts coming out. So make sure y'all subscribe and download and drop a review. I'd love to hear what you guys want to hear next and what you guys are thinking about the podcast. Let's get started. What is up, everyone? And welcome back to the Ali Shinaki and Chosen and Free Fam podcast. We are excited to have you guys here, and we have a special guest today.
Hi, it's Sarah Grayson. Woo-hoo! I love that, the little... Ali just discovered all of her sound effects on her little soundboard, so that's why we're going crazy with
guys, that. We have been having a blast. I didn't even know that my podcast station had these sound effects, but they have all of these really cool noises that we can use. So the podcasting is about to go to a whole other level, and I'm super excited for it.
Oh, yeah.
Also super excited because Sarah Grayson is on the podcast today. If you guys do not know her, you will love her after today because she is one of the realest people you will ever meet in your entire life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So if I am like stumbling over my words and taking dramatic pauses, it's because I have no idea what I'm saying next. And I did not write anything down. Every single thing that I'm about to say is just, it's real. It's real, guys.
I asked Sarah one question before this and she went on for 40 minutes. So I know it's going to be good.
I was like, oh, you're not recording that? Oh, that's not good.
She was like, honestly, we should have just recorded that because I'm not sure I'm going to remember everything I said.
It's going to come so differently when I actually record
it. It'll be good. Yeah. I know God's going to like bring what He wants to say through us today.
Definitely.
Before we even get started, Sarah, do you want to tell them a little bit about yourself? Today's topic is going to be kind of on the topic of body dysmorphia and eating disorders. Yeah. And it's not just for people that struggle specifically with this. Sarah's going to go into more about how she views it as an addiction, but I honestly do too. So I believe God has a message for each and every one of us in today's podcast. And I'm super excited to kick it off because it's going to be really good. Okay, Sarah.
I'm hype. Okay. So I guess I'll go and I'll start kind of from, you know, beginning 15-year-old me almost. Well, actually, no. I'll start from when I started social media because I feel like that's when
was everything.
That was when I was 17. I was in high school. I was a senior in high school. Yeah.
Weird.
So crazy.
So me and Sarah grew up together in dance, kind of.
Yeah.
I think when I quit, you joined or something. I always knew of you.
I definitely quit like right after you.
Were you there when I was there?
Oh, yeah. We danced next to each other. I remember this one
dance. Did?
Fiesta Contoto. Do you remember that
I was
dance?
Not in Fiesta Contoto.
Yes, you were.
Wait, it might have been my last year.
Yeah, you were definitely in it. 100% in it. It was that red and white.
Why were we not friends?
I don't know.
I had no friends at dance.
I didn't either.
I was probably weird.
No, I was definitely the weird one there. I promise.
Maybe we were just weird and isolated alone together. So.
It's fine. Neither of us had friends. Woohoo!
Anyways, here's to God bringing friends in your life when you're less weird.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't say that, but...
You're right. Okay.
Friends in your life now.
Period.
Okay. So yeah, started that when I was in high school. I was at a public school and nobody was doing social media. So fun. I already didn't have a lot of friends, but I did have a boyfriend.
Wait, what?
I did have a boyfriend at the time, but when I started social media,
I didn't even know that
fell through. Yeah, it was a very, very short relationship. Super short and like not...
Him or the relationship?
Both.
I knew it.
Both. I know. Now I'm just like, I need to talk.
We're horrible. This I had is one of so those bad. In high school too.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, it wasn't anything serious.
As long as they're tall for you. No, it's actually a trend right now for girls to be taller than the guy.
Really?
I think it's whatever everyone's happy with.
Exactly.
Honestly,
that's what I'm saying. Everybody's so attracted to completely different people.
I think so too. Know? Like, you know Abby Herbert? I see her all over my page. Yes. Her and Josh are so cute.
Yes,
I love them too.
I love them.
No hate.
Little Poot.
Like, I love the
news. I love it. Okay, so yeah, I was in that. That was a little stressful. It was a stressful time, and especially like starting off social media, something that nobody's familiar with. And when you're in high school, everybody is always just like, if you're different, we don't like you. We don't like you. We're gonna harass this girl.
And that's when social media was not like cool.
Yeah.
Now it's normal. Everyone is an influencer.
Yeah.
But back then it was like,
no,
you're just trying to be cool.
It was Musical.ly. It was Musical.ly. And then right when I was gaining a little bit of attraction on Musical.ly, it switched to TikTok. And then TikTok was like, oh my gosh, I have the best idea ever. Let's make ads out of the people who are popping off on TikTok and send it to everybody's Snapchats, to YouTube, to all of this stuff. So while I'm already struggling to fit in inside of school that I just don't know anybody at, like, and it's just so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Then
I just connected all of this.
So then I have people, they're like, oh my gosh, look, it's the TikTok ad girl. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I'm like horrified
to all of their Snapchats.
To go back to
and you know,
school.
Snapchat is like the cool thing in high school.
Yeah.
You do not mess with Snapchat.
Yeah. And I remember being in class one time and we were like looking at a YouTube video. This was the worst situation I think I've ever been in my life. My teacher's pulling up a video on the like TV for all of us to watch. I don't know, like a crash course or something. My ad pops up. Stop. My TikTok ad where I'm doing like the 2x speed thing because it's still kind of Musical.ly.
Oh,
and everybody in my class looks at me and they're just like, oh, she's a loser. She's a loser. And
what
I'm just
the
like,
heck? High school sucks sometimes.
It was horrible. I literally started homeschooling halfway through my senior year. Like, because it got so bad.
I don't blame you. If you do not have the right friends in high school, it is so hard.
Yeah. It's ridiculously hard. Luckily, I did have my mom, though. You know, my bestie, my mom and my sister.
We love her.
We love her, exactly. And so that was really nice to have. When I started homeschooling, I was getting, you know, deeper into social media because I just kind of decided, I was like, you know what? I don't have any friends anyways. So I'm just going to continue.
My friends online seem to love me.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, obviously, you know, I must be doing something right online. Other people seem to enjoy either making fun of me or they maybe like my content. So it's something like that. But I don't know. I just stuck with it. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to let people in my hometown and like people at school just kind of, you know, define my future, you know? I didn't want that.
No, it's so crazy too, because it was really when I was out of school and when I was kind of isolated from everyone.
Yeah.
And I realized that everyone always told me about how it doesn't matter when you're out of high school. Nobody remembers anyone.
Exactly.
Nobody gives a crap about what anyone's status was.
Mm-mm.
That you're really like, okay, I'm not letting anyone else's opinions hold me back.
Exactly.
I'm going to do what I feel like God's called me to do.
Yeah.
Fearlessly block out the opinions of everyone else.
Yeah.
And ever since I started to do that, it has just been crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Not only what God's done, but the amount of people that used to make fun of you that come back in your life now, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm like, what the?
It's nuts.
I know. I was like, where was this support? It's like, so, you know, it's like, it's kind of that thing where I'm like, I'm almost like, I'm scared to let you back into my life. Those people who, you know, were not my friend, like at the time or had dropped me. I'm just like, I'm scared to let you back in my life because I don't know if it's for the right reason. I think that's a really big thing with social media too, why it's so hard to make friends if you are an influencer or if you are doing, you know, anything inside of this line of work, if you will. Like, you don't know who your real friends are. You don't know, like, what they're telling you, if that's genuine or if that's, like, jealous. I don't know. It's, like, it's so weird.
You don't know.
You have no idea. So I'm, like, you really, really have to be careful with, like, who you're letting into your life and who you're letting, like, define who you are. That's another thing. That's the thing that I was going to go into, like, right into the body image thing, right?
Right.
Because, you know, it's so easy to just kind of be like, oh, I don't care what other people say. I don't care what other people think about me. I'm not going to listen to the words, like to the haters. That's so easy to say,
don't
right?
read your comments.
Don't read your comments. Exactly. They're like, they're literally just haters. They're yep. jealous. It's all of that stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, totally. Yeah. You know,
I'm
not going to listen to anybody.
Yeah.
But then when you are inside of your room by yourself and you're just like scrolling through TikTok, through all of your social media platforms and all of your comments, even though you're like, yeah, I totally don't look through my comments, right?
Right.
It literally, like, it just puts such a dark cloud over you sometimes. You know what I mean? And then you start to question everything, especially at this time. You know, I was always like a super, super, like, big Christian. Like, I always wanted to go into mission work. I always wanted to do that since I was a kid. And at this time, though, I felt like I was definitely, you know, drawing away from the word. I wasn't in it all the time. I wasn't reading the Bible all the time. I was not, you know, practicing that. I wasn't. Like, to be honest, I really was not, because I had social media that had just come into my life, and I was focusing all my time on that because, mm-hmm. you know, I had people like, I don't know, like, I just, you know, kind of pushing this on me. They're like, this isn't going to be forever. This is not going to be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, like,
people still
yeah.
say that.
Yeah. They still say that.
People still say that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how do I just push out these words? But you can't, especially if it's people that you love. If you don't have that many people who are super close to you, and the, like, very few people who are close to you are the ones who are saying that you need to take this time to really, really just put 100% of yourself into social media, into this, because again, it's not around forever.
It makes you feel like your worth is found in that.
Exactly. And that's where the problems kind of started. I mean, they definitely started yeah. earlier, but.
And your thing could not be social media. Your mm-hmm. thing could be your talent that you exactly. have. Maybe you're an yeah. athlete. Maybe mm-hmm. you're a singer.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be the career that you're after. Maybe your yeah. parent wants you to be a doctor yeah. or to go after a certain career. And that's where you find your worth. And if mm-hmm. and if you don't follow specifically what that is,
right.
you feel like you're letting everyone down yeah. and you're nothing.
Yeah.
Which is not true. Our worth should never be defined in that. I know I found my worth
yeah.
in if people around me liked me. Mm-hmm. And so when they didn't, and I felt lonely and isolated
yeah.
and left out, and like I was the one person that nobody could relate to, it destroyed me. I didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where I was going in life. Yeah. I didn't know what to do, who to talk to, who to yeah. turn to. And I believe God lets us go through those seasons of darkness too, so that we are forced
right.
to turn to him.
Right.
Because he knows he's the only antidote to all of this, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, if you are not finding your worth inside of the word and inside of what God is saying about you, you are going down the rabbit hole.
You'll never find an end.
You will never find an end. Like,
I've tried it.
Exactly. Like,
I really have.
There's no bottom. There's no, like, you're not going to hit the ground, man.
Even with social media, like,
yeah.
going back to what Sarah says, we're going to get real on here because
oh, yeah.
it's what we do, okay?
There's
there's no room for fakeness more in this world.
No, we don't like it.
We do not like it.
No.
We do not stand for it.
This is why we were saying we had no friends. It's because we didn't want fakeness in our lives. So we were just like, you know what? I'd rather
be alone.
I'd rather be alone. Exactly. I don't want fake people in my life. I never have.
It's
right?
true. No, me too. But we all go through seasons. Yeah. That's what I was saying. We yeah. all go through seasons where we're super close to God. And then we all go through seasons where we get distracted. And
yeah.
you might not even realize you're getting distracted, because
yeah.
I know one of my biggest struggles in my life is I prayed about God to, like, reveal to me what my calling was.
Right.
He did a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So I started to pursue my calling. And when he started to open up doors, that honestly became my idol.
Right.
Instead of the God that I was doing it for,
yeah.
my calling became...
Yeah.
my identity and my idol. And if I wasn't doing this, then my life was over. No,
right.
it's not. Your identity is still found in God. You're doing this out of love for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is not who you are.
Yeah.
It's just what you're doing and your purpose for the kingdom.
Right.
But it can be even like a good thing. That's what I really want to get across to you guys, is when we're not being intentional about spending time with God, quality time,
mm-hmm.
not just checking him off a box, because
right.
Lord knows I do that too.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
make myself feel better, because
exactly.
I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write something really quick, read the verse of the day.
Yep.
That's not going to cut it.
Yep. Or like my little prayer at the end of the night. You know
right.
what I mean? I'm just like, yes, dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for all the blessings that you gave me. All right, good night. I'm trying to go to bed because I have to do this tomorrow morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that if you have salvation, God's going to take away your salvation or that he loves you less if you do that.
Right.
It just means that you're really never going to reach the potential that he has for you, because the only way you're ever going to feel truly satisfied and truly reach the potential that God has for you that's greater than you could ever ask, think, or imagine is when you are deeply invested in a relationship with him and in his word and knowing who Jesus is. Because so many of us, and even myself for such a long time, had an idea of who Jesus was.
Yeah.
I knew he was my savior.
Right.
But I didn't know who Jesus was.
Exactly. Exactly.
As a person.
Yep. And you can't form like the best relationship ever unless you know totally who that other, who the person that you're in a relationship is, like who that is. You know what I mean? And that's what I was saying. It's like, if you are forming this relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And you are only spending 20 seconds at the end of your busy day when you're tired and you're ready to go to bed with that person and just not even talking to them. You're not even really talking to them. You have like a script in your head that you're
It's like a brief thought.
Exactly. I'm like, what is that relationship? Like, that is
your best friend would tell you to drop them.
Exactly. Like,
thank God, God does not drop us.
I know. I know. It's so crazy to me.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy. I'm like, how does God just like, just love like that?
I know.
You know what I mean? And that is the love that we should be chasing. Like, you, I want to love like that.
Me too.
That's exactly how I want to love. You know what I mean? But again, like, we are on this earth, right? It's hard. It's difficult. Oh my gosh. Like, it
every day.
Every single day. It can be like, it's a struggle.
Everybody has that one person that walks in and is just their automatic trigger. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We've all got them.
Yep. We all.
That we need to pray. I prayed for mine today. I was like, God, fill me with your heart for them.
Yes. It's like.
Because I'm going to need a heavenly intervention right now.
It's like, because listen, I'm not even going to get into that.
Anyways. Okay. Back to your body image stuff. I want to know. So what was that like for you, and how do you feel like you overcame or are overcoming that?
Right. So I'm trying to find where we left off. I'm trying to think right now. It was just kind of that, you know, starting to let people's words defined who I was, right? And starting to read those comments.
Carol loves to say this, and I love it too. She always says, someone could love you but still not know what's best for you.
Exactly. Because
it's true.
Especially a lot of people online, like, they only see a little snippet of your life, you know? And it's just like, I don't know. I've just never understood commenting negativity on people's things, you know? I don't know, like, if that's just because I've never necessarily been a jealous person. I've just never really been a hateful person, because I dealt with the same thing that, like, you know, we were talking about the other day of, you know, not having friends or feeling left out. And I never wanted anybody, like, I just didn't want to put those negative feelings onto anybody. So, you know what I mean? So I never wanted to comment anything negative. I was like, I really follow it. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And I thought that everybody would be like that too. Right? Because in my family,
obviously,
we had that. I was like, okay, you know, but then you get onto social media and it is a war zone. I'm like,
oh, it's horrible.
Holy cow. What in the world? Like, I'm like, why is there an 8-year-old on TikTok telling me to lose weight?
Who is raising these children?
I'm just like, what is going on? And so even like, I don't even know. Like, I'm just like, sometimes I just look back and I'm like, what the heck, Sarah? What were you thinking? Why did you listen to those people? You know what I mean? But again, like, in that time when I was finding my worth in what other people had to say about me, because, you know, in my mind, that social media was everything, right? Like, that was my everything. And that's what people were telling me. They're like, you need to make this your everything, because this is not going to be around for long unless you invest every single, like, ounce of yourself, you know, into this. Like, put all of your time into social media, into this. This is going to be who you are right now, okay? Otherwise, you're going to fall off and you're going to be, like, nobody.
We can all relate to this in some way.
I
resonate with that so much.
Yeah.
And do you want to know a direct way to tell if that's from God or not? Are you being led by fear?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you being led by faith?
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you exhausted? Is it pushing you towards your relationship with God?
Yeah.
Or are you exhausted, but there's that enabling grace because he's calling you into it?
Yeah.
And you're still plugged into the source.
Right. It's just like, honestly, I wish I had known this then. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad that I didn't. I'm kind of glad that I had to go through that period of time to learn this. If you are spending so much time on something to the point where you, again, like, cannot form that relationship with God, and you're not, you know, making it a priority to make him a part of, like, every single part of your day almost. Like, that's the thing. It's just, like, he should be, like, why you're living. Like, that is what you're living for. And so at the time, you know, I was living for social media to grow my followers, to do all of these things that people were telling me that I wanted, right? I'm like, I don't even know if I wanted that. But I was such a people pleaser. I was such a people pleaser, which is the worst kind of person to be. I think so.
And it's
really
logical.
Is.
Like, even if you thought about it in a logical sense.
Yeah. And so again, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna strap down. You know, I'm strapped into this now. Like, this is my life. This is my reality. So obviously, whatever, like, wait, what these, you know, followers, what these people are saying online, that's what they want to see. That's what they want me to be. And I'm going to do that. So, you know, it was all going fine and dandy. People were just like, oh, you should post this kind of content. You should post this. And I was like, you know, yeah, I'll try that out. But then, you know, once you grew a little bit more, then you start having these people comment. They're just like, oh my gosh, she needs to lose some weight. Or like, ew, why is she built like that? That was a really, really big one. Like, people would literally comment that I'm built like a door or stuff like that. And I'm just like,
which you're so not.
But you know, when you're like, when you're a teenager and
even
you know, you're struggling with that. Yeah.
Even now, I'm not even going to lie. Like,
oh, yeah.
I do not read my comments because I don't believe in letting people speak things over me.
Right, right.
That don't know me in that way.
Yeah.
It's different if I've been investing in you, which is why we have Chosen and Free, because I'm investing in you guys and in a relationship with y'all and in this community. But random people on my videos that are just tearing me down, I opened my Instagram the other day and I swear on everything. I don't look at anything. And sometimes your, like, comment section pops up on your notifications. Some guy was like, she'd be so pretty if she was skinny.
Yeah.
I was, what is wrong
that?
With you?
What is that?
Or you guys are talentless, like, weeps.
Or they're like, what do you do? What do you do?
Get a real job.
Like, get a real job. Oh. Like, oh. That's my favorite one right there.
And I'm like, man, you guys think I'm so nice right now. I can think of like 40 mean things to say. Mm-hmm. But God tells me to bite my tongue. So.
But it's like, that's what they want. That's what they want from you. And it's just like, oh my gosh, why did we give it to
them?
And
it's
like,
the enemy.
It really is the
enemy.
Because
he's looking to disqualify you from where God wants you to go.
Right, exactly.
That's all it is.
And the thing is, if he sees people who are striving to be like God, like they are, you know, working on their faith, that's who he's going to go after.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, he is just going to take any little bit of negativity that's going on in your life, and he is going to soar with it if you let him. He's going to run with it.
It's literally true.
But if you let him, only if you let him. If you're not, then he... Again, like, who can be against, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, if our God is for us, who can be against us? And it's just like, I kind of just have to, like, I have to think about that a lot, because, you know, I was on a run with the devil, but, like, you know, he wasn't pulling me. I really didn't think he was pulling me. I was running with him, but I didn't even realize it until I was like, it was almost too late. And I remember, like, this point, I think I kind of skipped over, but I was like, I was living in LA. I moved to LA because it was a time, and you know, I wasn't a, like, you know, necessarily a bad person. I wasn't doing bad things. That's just never been me. I'm not a partier. I don't do any of that stuff because, you know, I just have never found joy, or I've just never been happy doing it or thinking about doing it. I don't know, but I was there and I was so lonely. Oh my gosh. And when I was doing that, like, when I was by myself, the only thing I was doing was literally staring at myself in the mirror and then staring at myself in a camera and then editing myself and asking myself, goodness gracious, Sarah, why do you look like that? Why can you not lose weight? Why can you, like, why does your face look like that? And I was just starting to tell myself all these things that I had remembered that people had told me online. You know, I was just like, why are you like that?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not just like people commenting it anymore. It's a revolving of those words just around your head at all times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because again, like I wasn't digging into the word at this time in LA. I was just trying so hard to, you know, start my career. Right. I was just like, I need to grow. That's all I need to do. And this is when, like, I will tell you, like, this is where it's about to get real, real right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I do want to say, like, if you, like, you know, if this is going to trigger you, like talking about an eating disorder and stuff like that, I just want to give you a heads up before I go into this, because it is a little harsh. But I had really bad bulimia at this time, and it was like, oh my gosh, like I don't even, again, like I'm kind of like at a loss for words, because I'm just thinking about myself at this time. I'm like, what was I going off of? What was I living for? Mm. And I didn't even know. I really had no idea where I was going in life. You know, I had no idea. All I was doing was just in this repetitive routine of posting, getting hated on, trying to make myself skinnier, trying to do everything. I literally got lip injections at one point because people were like, you have no lips. Like,
wait, are you gaming on a Chromebook?
Yep, it's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
That's how much I listened to people. And it was literally the worst. Like, it was the worst
time.
But
you're not a bad person for that, because
right. Yeah.
It's like, if you guys are in a similar place to this, and it might not be her current situation, mm-hmm. It's normal. It's like right. It's your flesh. Yeah. It is. And,
yeah.
And the truth is when we're not going out of our way mm-hmm. to intentionally feed ourselves with truth,
right,
we fall victim
yeah.
to the standards of this world.
Yes.
Because we're in this world.
Right.
So like you said, you were running with the devil. You didn't even know it. It's yeah. because when we're not intentionally going out of our way to feed our minds mm-hmm. of a different realm yeah. that we're not in right now.
Yeah.
We are in the enemy's playground. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can completely relate to that, Sarah.
Yeah.
I really can.
Yeah. And so basically, like, I just remember I hit a rock bottom at that point. Like, I was crying every single day. I was just so sick, like, all the time, because I wasn't eating, or I was, you know, getting rid of what I ate. And it's, I don't even know. Like, and at that time, I still didn't get into the word. Like, I felt, that's what it was. I felt so guilty. You know, I wanted to go to church. I mm-hmm. wanted to go and do that. But that's the thing. It's like when you're starting to say, but, and you're like, I'm sorry, guys. I told you I was going to stumble over my words, because no, I'm just like, I want to be,
I get exactly where
real.
You're going.
You know
with
what
this.
I mean? It's just
I
like,
do.
I no, really, where am I going with this?
It's like when you know who God is and how forgiving and loving he is, but you know that you're living in a way
right.
that he's not calling you to live.
Yes.
You feel guilty to even go back to him, because
right.
you're almost scared that you're not going to be able to get out of the position you're in.
Exactly.
So you feel guilty. And I've honestly dealt with that too, where
yeah.
I'm in a position, I know I'm not like where I'm supposed to be, and I know God is there looking at me. I feel horrible. All I want is to be close to him and to
yeah.
be freed from this. But I can't, because I'm scared that my flesh is too weak to not fall back
right.
into it again.
Right.
Or I feel guilty that I'm even this far again. Or maybe I was freed before and
mm-hmm.
now I'm back in it. So
yeah.
I feel guilty going back again.
Yes. Oh my
but
gosh.
But it's his grace.
It
his
is,
grace
yep.
is defined as undeserved,
yeah.
unmeriting favor.
Yep.
And it's nothing by our might, by our power, or by on any of our strength.
Yeah.
It's literally a gift. Because
right.
of Jesus to
again,
us.
And it's just like, you literally, like, that's what it says. It's just like, you cannot do anything to honestly be deserving, like, of that. You know what I mean? It's just like, but it is a gift. It's a gift, and it's given, and he died for our sins. And
And it's already there.
It's already there.
This is what my dad told me when I was going through a season like this. And it like completely changed my perspective.
Yeah.
He's like, Allie, the gift is available, mm-hmm. whether or not you take it. You decide to live in freedom or in right. chains for the rest of your life.
Right.
And I was like, you're right. Like, God has already offered it. He's not like contingent. Oh, I don't know. Like, I kind of want to give it to you, but I kind of don't because you mm-hmm. messed up again.
Exactly.
He's like, it was already prayed for.
Right.
I've already bought the gift. It's sitting on the table. Are you going to take it? Or are you not going to take it?
Right. Right.
Take it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's just like, I think at that point, you know, when I was like really sitting at the low, you know, I did talk to him, but it wasn't that, God, thank you so much for, you know, being with me throughout this whole thing. It was, why did you make me like this? Mm. Why don't I look like, why can I not just be this person who is just loved by every single person? Why do I not look like this model? Why am I so short? Why am I built like this? Why are my bones like this? Why can I not lose weight as fast as my friends are losing weight? Why can I not just have that fast metabolism? Why can I it's so crazy. Why was I doing that? Why was I asking God to change me? And it wasn't until the point where I finally was like, you know what? I cannot live like this.
Yeah.
And I didn't hit this point truthfully until like, I don't know, 7 months ago. 7 months ago is when I was telling you I was living, you know, I was living here.
Yeah.
And at that point, I still did not know. Like, I was like, where am I going? Where is social media taking me?
What's
like,
my purpose?
What is my purpose? Why was I given this? That was another thing. I was like, why was I given this platform? Why? Is there a reason for this? Or is it just to literally bring me to the lowest point in my life and just have it end there? You know what I mean? So I really just had to sit back and I was like, where am I going? What is my purpose with this? I want to see this as a gift. I do want to see right. this as a gift, and I want to take it, and I wanted to use it for God. Like, I was so sick.
Which you've been doing such a great job of doing.
That makes me so happy.
I really love watching your stuff. If you guys don't follow Sarah Grayson, you guys need to go follow her.
Thank you.
I love Thank looking you. At your stuff.
Bro, you're the sweetest. I literally love you. So yeah, I remember sitting in my bathroom, bawling my eyes out, crying so hard because, again, like I was saying earlier, you know, I was so scared to get back into the Word because I felt guilty every single time. Because in the past, I had, you know, gone through the eating problems, and then I had gone and read the Word, and I was like, I'm never going to go back to that. Mm-hmm. I promise. And then I would make these little like arrangements almost with God. And I was like, listen, if you just do this for me, I promise I'll never go back to that.
Yeah.
I promise I'll never go back to that.
Been there.
And it's like, oh my gosh, like I can't do that because we're human. We are human. We're gonna make mistakes. You know what I mean? You can't do that. You can't do this because, I mean, I know me. I went right back. Yeah. I went right back because I was not focusing my time. I was not setting aside time for the Lord. And that's where I'm going to get a little bit later about setting aside time. I was not setting aside that time. I was, you know, getting into my Word for like a week. Right. And I was like, I am so blessed again.
Oh, yeah. The first week is always so easy.
Yes.
You're like listening exactly. to worship music all the time. Oh, you are on yeah. a high.
Yes.
Everyone else you pass, you're like, God bless you.
Bless you. And it's just okay. like you're looking at you're like, oh. Man,
you're a walking Chick-fil-A worker,
right? It's just like, have a blessed day. You are so very welcome, like for like
existing.
It's just like, it's stuff like that. And then once that week of like serotonin and everything's just, you know, up, and you're realizing, oh, this is my life. This isn't just a week out of my life. You know what I mean? Once you kind of start falling out of that and you don't make that a priority,
it's a discipline.
It is a discipline. Exactly. It's like, that's when things start getting really nasty again. And you're just like falling back into old habits, yeah. falling back into old things. And so again, I was like crying. I was like, God, I cannot do this anymore. I was like, and at that point, when you're at your lowest, you can either go one of two ways. You know what? Like, well, there's two ways to go.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's over. life is over because
it's the turning point.
It is the turning point. Or you can change your life and you can live for God's purpose. You can live for his purpose for you. You can find out what that is because he's got it. He's laying it out for you. You just
and I want to let y'all know too, like, he can set you free. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly do believe that.
Yeah.
Like Sarah said, we are imperfect people,
yep.
which is why Christ died for us. Right. Okay. Right. I've got my own stuff that I've promised God. I'm never giving this up.
Yeah.
I mean, I am. I mean, that's what I felt. I'm never giving this up.
Right.
But I promised God I would. And then I fell back into it. Yeah. But I can tell you guys that when you are disciplined, mm-hmm. I hate when people say, I really dislike, you're not supposed to hate things.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. I really dislike when people say, oh yeah, I just didn't feel like reading my Bible because that's just not how God talks to me. That is a command on our lives.
Yep.
What do you mean you didn't feel like it? Our feelings are deceptive. That's what the Bible tells us.
Yes.
Our heart is the great deceiver.
Exactly.
That sounds like a lie straight from the enemy, which makes me think that you need to be diving into it even more because God wants to do something big in you.
Right.
So what I was saying was, when you're not making it a discipline every single day in your life to get up, read your word, it's not that camp high anymore where you are freed and now you're doing it for 3 days like I've done before.
Yeah.
And then you're back to, oh, but this is calling my attention and this is calling my attention.
Right.
God is calling your attention.
Right.
Let's make sure that he is the priority and everything else is an overflow.
Right.
It reminds me of that verse that talks about seek first the kingdom and all else shall be added onto you.
Right.
We all know this verse. We've spoken this verse over ourselves. I've spoken this verse over myself in so many seasons, bro. And some seasons I'm like, it's true. Then I'm doing good. I'm like, wow, he's really doing it. But then there are other seasons where I'm not doing exactly the right thing and I'm I'm just going to speak this over myself.
Right.
But I would encourage you guys, really put it to the test. Are you doubting who God is, what he can do?
Right.
Put him to the test.
Yeah. And it's also, it's like, it's so easy to.
In the best way. I mean, like, put his word on the line and see if he proves faithful.
Right.
Because he will.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right. And also, it's like, again, with the discipline thing, it's like, you cannot only be praising God and only be in his word when you are in a season of your
emotional
life
state
where everything is going good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True that.
Like, that is just life. Things are going to happen. You're going to go through these seasons where you're going through loss. You're going through something, like you're going through anxiety. You're going through all of this stuff. And it's just like, when you feel like the world is caving, it's not. Like, it's not. You have God. That alone, it's just like, you are winning. You are winning. And you are just like, you're never going to lose with him. You know what I mean? So when you have to consistently be in your word, be remembering that God is for me at all times. Okay. Like this is my top priority. As long as he is your top priority in any season that you're in, whether it be good or so, so, so bad. And you just feel like you just feel like you're so alone. Like, you just have to consistently be chasing him and you're never going to lose. You know what I mean? Like, and it's hard. It's so hard. And I don't want to be a hypocrite and just be like, yes, read your Bible because that's what I did to heal myself. And that's what I was saying. It's just like, you know, again, even going back to like the body image thing, it's something that I don't think it's going to go away fully. I really don't think it is, but it is something that I have chosen to like work on every single day, but not work on myself. I'm working with God. Like, I'm working in my Bible. I'm working to know who God is and his story. Like, that's exactly what I'm working
for. You should read that verse you brought up to me earlier.
Yes.
Sarah's got some good verses to back this up too. We always want to make sure we're pulling everything back to scripture so that you guys know it's not just our opinions, because our opinions don't mean anything.
Yeah.
What really matters, like we're talking about this whole time, is being in the word.
Okay. So this one is 1 Corinthians, I think it's 10, verse 31. It is, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So
Sarah was like, when she read this, she's like, nobody usually thinks about eating disorders, but I did.
First thing that I thought
and
of.
And I love it. I love it.
Because I'm just like, listen, he's like, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, he's like, whatever you're doing, do it for the glory of God, right?
Right.
And so I'm just like, listen, My eating disorder, that was not for the glory of God. That was for the glory of myself and for others.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying
That's such a good check in our spirit every single day.
Yes.
Why am I posting this video?
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I trying to get this promotion?
Right.
And not to say God doesn't bless you, because he does, but our hearts have to be right so that he can.
Right.
You know?
Right. And it's just like, I think, again, like what you were saying, that's the best way to check. Like, if you are doing it for
God. If your motives are pure.
Exactly. Because it's just like, you really think God's going to be like, Sarah, you need to lose some weight, man. Like, no.
God calls us to be healthy so that we can be ambassadors for him here on this earth.
Right.
And we're treating our temple good, but.
Yeah. God will never contradict
himself.
Right.
Because his word is 100% and his word is true.
Yeah.
And just so you guys, if you guys are new to the faith, you have no idea what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a little bit of insight about what God thinks about you. Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. I don't know about y'all, but I want to feel that way about myself.
Right.
And something that I do, and these are three disciplines that you guys can actually take home, because I want to leave y'all with an action step also that you guys can apply to your week, to your day, and to your lives to hopefully like have God intervene and give you a whole new mindset. Is number one, ask God to give you fresh eyes to see yourself the way that he sees you, as chosen, fearfully and wonderfully made, a daughter or a son of the Most High, called, anointed, gifted, flawless. He says in his word, there is no flaw in you.
Mm-hmm.
Free. He's not called you to be bound to what the world wants you to be. The thing about the world is that it's never ending. The opinions are never ending.
Yep.
Part of the main reasons why I started Chosen and Free.
Yeah.
I always was focused on comparison.
Yep.
Always focused on comparison. But you want to know what broke that? When I began to become captivated by God's purpose for my life.
Yep.
Purpose will always break comparison, because when you realize that nobody else can walk in the specific plans God has chosen you for, and to be chosen means to be selected as the best option.
Yeah.
You realize you don't want her plan or his plan or to do this or do that. You want God's plan for your life, because that will fulfill you. He's created you. He knows your desires. He will grant the desires of your heart as long as you're walking with his will. So that is the first one. The world will always leave you empty, y'all. Always. Every single time.
Yeah.
Number two. So ask God to give you a heavenly perspective of how he sees you. Number two, ask God to plant a seed inside of you, or to give you vision of what your role in his story is. So ask God, like, what is my purpose in your greater story? And I always like to say it that way, because I'm reminded it's not about us. I am not the main character. If God calls me to be a servant or a side chick in somebody else's story, then that's what he's called me to be. And that's great, because when I get to heaven, he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
So ask God what your unique role is.
Yeah.
For his story.
Yeah.
And then number three, write down five like scriptures that contradict the lies that you buy into all the time.
Yeah.
That was one thing I had to do, is not just write down five scriptures that sounded good,
right,
but the lies that I would literally believe about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're ugly. You're unworthy.
Right.
You're not going anywhere.
Right.
This person is more qualified than you are.
Like
these horrible things that I bought into for so many years.
Yeah.
I literally wrote down verses for each of them that contradicted exactly what the lie that I bought into and that the enemy was telling me. So I would encourage you guys to do that and write them down, bring them in your car, put them in your room, read them over your life every single day, make it a discipline because these disciplines become our identity and you do not want to miss out on what God is calling you to do and the freedom that comes in living in a relationship connected to him because we're just worrying about the opinions of others or getting caught up in busyness.
Yeah. And I think, like, I want to add to that a little bit. It's just like, even when you are chasing God, that doesn't mean that those things are necessarily going to go away. You know what I mean? Because
it's a struggle.
It is a struggle. But the thing is, what makes chasing God versus chasing the world completely different is I'm not going to let those things define myself anymore. Yes, they're there. Yes, I may, you know, sometimes have days where I'm just like, you know, I don't feel the best about myself. However, all I remember is, you know what? That's not defining me. God defines me.
Yeah.
That is not my purpose. My body, my body is not my purpose. Like that will, okay. The outward appearance, that's not it right there. But it's just like, if I'm chasing God, I know that I have such an amazing purpose and I am like, I'm striving to be more like him every single day. And I'm just not going to let what other people say to me or think of me or what the world is saying or what the world says I should be. I'm not going to let that define myself. And if you tell yourself that every single day, eventually you're gold, like you're going to be great. Like, you know that you're becoming more like God every single day and you're chasing after that. And
so good, Sarah.
Yeah.
So and that doesn't mean you don't like seek wisdom too.
Right.
Because
right.
some people will take this in the complete opposite direction right, and just yeah. say, oh, well, I'm not listening to what anybody has to say because this is how God made me.
Yeah.
But are you living biblically?
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying.
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
Exactly. I literally know exactly what you're talking about.
Anyways.
I know. It's just like you do have to align, you know, your life with the Bible, with what God's saying. Because
okay,
like that's the biggest thing I know, especially like at the house. We're just like, you know, like we're going to fact check the Bible.
Yeah.
Like with what you're saying, with what you're doing. It's like
I love you.
It's like, love you. But, you know, let's go take a look at the word here.
But let's make sure.
Right.
Approved first.
You know, and you can't just be like, oh yeah, no. God said that. Trust me. He's telling me.
Yeah.
He's telling me. Like, I'm praying. Listen, he's telling me these things.
Unless he's writing a new Bible over here.
Exactly.
I don't think that's right.
Exactly. It's just like, I don't really know. But,
so
you know,
Sarah was talking a little bit about how, like, we might still be going through the same issues and you might have to continue to deny the same sin. And just know that's normal.
Yeah.
And what I love about our Savior Jesus is that it literally talks about in the Bible how he was tempted in every single way.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why he has sympathy for us.
Right.
And why we can run confidently towards the throne of grace, because he feels what we felt.
Yeah.
Yet he was victorious over it. And we now have that victory within us. So me alone, I could not conquer my sin.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No.
There's absolutely no way. There's no power that I have because I couldn't do anything without him.
Right.
But because we have a victorious spirit in us, we do have that ability. Doesn't mean it's easy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean the enemy doesn't know your weak spot and won't circle it back around and try to see. The enemy's constantly knocking on the door, looking for you to just crack it open.
Yeah.
Because when he can, whether it's an eating disorder, you know, one comment said you're fat. No, I'm not. Like, I know I'm not.
Right.
But then you see it again. Then you see something else. You start to dwell on it. You open that door.
Yeah.
Now you're always thinking about it. You're actually, maybe it is true. It's not true. If it doesn't align with the word, you guard your thoughts. I love the verse that literally talks about guarding our thoughts. It says like, hold on, I'm trying to find this verse.
Yeah, I think like what I was going to say is that's why it's so good to make sure that you're making God a priority every single day, because eventually, again, when you are seeing those comments like that, you're going to look at that and you're going to be like, yeah, I don't really care, because guess what? My worth is not defined by what you're saying, by your thoughts. My worth is defined in God. Like, God defines who I am. And I already know who I am in God. He's already defined my worth. You know? So that's why I'm like, you just got to look at those comments with a grain of salt. And
sometimes you got to have a heart of ice.
Yeah, you do.
You really do. And you got to stand on truth. But in order to stand on it, you have to know it.
Right.
Which is why we have to have that discipline. I'm preaching to myself too. This is the verse I was talking about. It says Proverbs 4:23, carefully guard your thoughts because they are the source of true life.
Yeah.
Carefully guard your thoughts. Because they might even seem like they're right.
Right.
I remember the story in the Bible and even in my own life when the enemy tempted Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. And he was constantly like, well, didn't God say? Mm-hmm. Doesn't it say in his word?
Right.
And he would twist scripture. So I would encourage you guys, even with me, with my weight, and like when I used to struggle with that and friends, I would always think to myself, well, maybe it's better if I'm just a little quieter. Maybe I shouldn't be like as loud and obnoxious because maybe I really am like, I need to be better. Maybe I need to grow.
Right.
And I would just encourage you guys, like, be careful with your thoughts because they might be a little off.
Right.
And when they're a little off, they're not from God.
Yeah.
God stands for truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a fence God. He's one side or the other.
Yep. It's like God made you exactly who you are supposed to be. And if your thoughts are telling you that you need to be like somebody else or just even slightly changing it a little, that's not from God.
No. It's not from God. No. And the second verse that I wanted to tell you guys, and I absolutely love this verse. I just had it up and I'm losing it, but I'm going to find it because I want you guys. Here it is. Genesis 4:7 says this: if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is to have you, but you must rule over it.
Yep.
You must rule over it, meaning we have the power to say, no, I'm not going to fall back into this again. There's another verse that I always go back to in my mind. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but y'all feel free to look it up because it is one of my favorites. And it talks about you have been freed, so be careful not to go back and entangle yourself in the same sin you were freed from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
Right.
And what we're talking about today is how to remain free from what you're going through, whether it looks like an eating disorder or an idol in your life.
Right.
Honestly, it could be your thought patterns. It could be something you have, an addiction you have sexually.
Yeah, I was gonna say addiction, anything like
anything.
That.
It could literally be anything.
Yeah.
Just know there's no condemnation in Christ.
Yeah.
And just know that we're all struggling with something, that he sees every sin the same, even though our minds will never comprehend that.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He loves us. He's extending grace, and there is power to overrule what you're going through.
That's
not
so
because
good.
Of our own strength,
but
because of whose we are.
Right.
I always say this, and I love it so much. We are called to be confident in whose we are, not cocky in who we are.
That's so good.
Because we are nothing without Christ.
Exactly.
It's nothing of eternal value.
Right.
I would encourage y'all as we finish up with today. I'll ask Sarah if she's got any more thoughts.
Literally all I was gonna say was, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Amen.
And that's literally, I was like, I wanted to say that halfway through when you were talking. I was like, I'm just going to wait, because it's just like, if you are not finding your strength in God,
amen,
you are going the wrong way, my friend. You are going the wrong way. Like, that is the only way that you are going to get strength, man.
True.
Like, that's the only way.
You want to be blessed. You want to find true fulfillment.
Yeah.
It says in Jeremiah 17:7, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him, not whose confidence is in an opportunity or a person or a leveling up, because we live in a world that loves to use others.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who's like David, who's in the freaking yard or wherever he was, tending the sheep and everything. And God could see that he was faithful, even in his mundane everyday task when he was hidden. And because of it, he could use him in a mighty way and exalt him.
Right.
I want to be who God has called me to be.
Exactly.
Whether it's hidden or exalted. And I would just encourage y'all, step out this week. Follow the 3 action plans that I gave y'all. I'll repeat them to you guys one more time so you guys have something tangible to go work on this week. Number 1, ask God to give you vision on how he sees you, that you could begin to see yourself like that. Number 2, ask God to tell you why you are here, what your purpose is in his greater story. And number 3, write down 5 scriptures that completely go against the lies that you've been buying into, because they're not true.
Yeah.
And speak that truth over yourself.
Yeah.
It's posturing your heart towards the truth, retraining your mind to believe what is true, what is holy. Think of such things. That's what the Bible says, that are just. But other than that, I think that's what we're leaving y'all with today.
Yeah, honestly, that's so good. That's so good. I'm going to make you send that to me, actually. Because you know what? I still got to keep myself in check every single day.
I'm following it. I'm following it.
Yeah. Because
we can all do it together.
Exactly.
I'll never tell you to do something, y'all, that I do not do myself.
Yeah. Honestly, and that's the thing. It's just like, if you're comfortable inside of your routine, if you're comfortable with your routine with God, right? Bro, you're not moving. You're just staying there. You know what I mean? You constantly have to be chasing after that. You have to be putting yourself in uncomfortable
positions.
Stepping
out in faith.
Stepping out in faith, putting yourself in those uncomfortable positions where, you know, you're just like, you're looking at these scriptures and they still sometimes might be like, oh my gosh, oh shoot. Like, I really need to listen to this, because it's just like, I feel like I wasn't before. And I don't know. It's just like, you got to put yourself inside of those uncomfortable positions. And you just have to keep pushing through it. You can't get comfortable, because the devil's going to go, he's going to throw new things at you. Once you finally figure out like that thing that's been attacking you for so long, and you're just like, you and God, you guys figured that out together. You got through that together. He's going to throw something else. You know what I mean? So you have to continuously build your strength with God. You have to continuously
know where your strength is found.
Know where your strength is found.
Expect opposition.
Heart. Right.
Because when it comes and you expect it,
yeah,
you're not shocked by it.
Exactly.
You're like, dang, exactly. God must be doing something big.
Mm-hmm.
That's what exactly. I see. That's like, I'm on the right path.
Yep. It's like, if the devil keeps testing you, you know, God's got something planned, and it is so great. He is like, he's going to use you in such a big way. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting. So that is exactly what you have to keep going with. Like, it's like, God is going to use me in such a great way.
Yeah.
He's got such a big purpose for you.
Do not grow weary of doing good.
Yeah.
Sarah, we love your spunk.
Yay.
We love your spunk. And I love that just opened up. And we're just so honored that you shared all your wisdom on here.
Oh,
everybody listening,
gosh.
Everybody go follow Sarah on everything, because she is just such a joy and such a light and just so real. And
oh,
y'all know
gosh.
We love keeping it real on this podcast, but you guys are exactly what we were talking about. God's got a plan for your life. You are chosen by him. It is a war over God's plan for your life. It's more than just a Sunday morning service.
Yeah.
God is active, moving, seeking your heart out, calling you to step out in faith, not for only your own self-gain, but because other people need who you were called to be.
Yeah.
So I'd encourage y'all, step out this week, write down those action plans, make it a discipline, and I cannot wait to see what God does. DM us on Instagram. We'd love to hear your stories, your prayer requests, your praise reports, and other than that, we're going to pray out.
Yep.
You want to pray us out?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, I put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Let's
always
go.
Always putting me on the spot. Wow. Thanks so much. If you guys,
I can't believe I got the right button.
I can't believe you got the right button. I thought you were going to play like the little. I'm going to press that one. All right. Lord, thank you so much for just bringing Allie and I together today to be able to speak so much truth and just kind of give a little bit of almost wisdom on I guess topics that, you know, we've experienced and you've helped us through to some people who might be struggling. God, please be with anybody who is struggling with any kind of addiction, with anything that is tearing them from you. God, please, please let them know that your hand, you're reaching your hand out. You've had your hand out this whole time. All they have to do is they just have to grab it. That's all they have to do. All right, God. And I'm just like, man, sorry, my mind is just spinning right now because we just went through so much. That was such a whirlwind. But God, again, be with these people. Let them know how loved they are, how wonderfully made they are, how beautiful they are, and how much of a great, like, you guys just have a great purpose, okay? Y'all's purpose, you're just not even ready for what God has to do, like, for what God is going to do for you guys, okay? All right, and I'm going to let Allie continue to take over because I'm like, I'm struggling with my words right now, man. I told you I'm going to struggle with my words.
Bro,
I'm just like,
I love
my mind
it.
Is overwhelmed right now.
I love it. It's because you poured out so much wisdom today, God. Thank you for Sarah and her wisdom, God. Thank you for the fam on here, Lord, and the blessings and the kind words she just spoke over them, God. We know them to be true. God, I pray that you would just speak what is true over every listener this week. God, we love you. We give you all the glory for today. We thank you for speaking through us, God, and for making us the number one podcast in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You're getting that out, Allie.
We love y'all.
I love you.
Thank y'all so much for hanging with us today. It was so much fun having you be a part of our conversation. I hope the podcast today brought you joy, life, and that you got to hear your Heavenly Father speak directly into your life. Before this podcast ends, do not forget to click the download button and to subscribe so you do not miss out on any further episodes or any fun things going on. And also drop a review. I would love to hear what you guys want to hear in the future and see what God is doing in your life right now. I love y'all. You're chosen by God. There are amazing plans for your life. Until next time.